The 22nd Gene Key, Mountain Over Fire. The image of the mountain is lit dramatically by the rising or setting sun or by a blazing fire on its foothills, and its grandeur is enhanced. This hexagram therefore relates to the appreciation and accentuation of beauty. The name of this hexagram from the I Ching is Grace. Although it's important for us to recognize beauty and our progress, it also reminds us that we can be dazzled by superficial beauty that in time will lead to superficial thought and behavior. It is therefore important to not exaggerate the importance of beauty. It's always important to see the beauty in everything, yet seeing it with our heart and not our eyes. This particular hexagram is located in the solar plexus. The shadow is called dishonor, and this shadow is a very powerful emotional shadow. If you think about it, most people are completely ruled by their emotions, and whenever you project negative emotional power, you dishonor both yourself and the other person. The true purpose of the Akashic Field and the 22nd Gene Key invite you to receive your own slice of grace. We do this by overcoming suffering, where we align with divine will, transmute suffering through love and sacrifice, and transmute suffering through wisdom and compassion. This is the law of karma. The gift of this Gene Key is graciousness, which is a rare and beautiful quality that has a profound effect on everyone it touches. At the gift frequency, you learn to temper your own emotions, releasing them safely without disrespecting others or yourself. With the gift of graciousness, you begin to disperse your own karma and that of your ancestral DNA. Essential oils that will support you as we transition through this Gene Key include anything that supports the solar plexus, the citrus oils, passion blend, whisper blend, aroma touch blend, digest zen, and of course frankincense and white fir help with the cellular restructuring. Use your inner guidance to determine what you're attracted to at this time. Your body knows what it needs. When you figured out what oils are going to support you, apply them directly over the solar plexus, on the bottom of the feet, or diffuse them into the air. Let's go through an exercise where we tap into the Akashic records and help clear some of the karmic contracts and issues that we still have within our aura and DNA. Find a place where you're free from distractions and begin to settle into the body, relaxing the shoulders, taking a deep breath in through the nose, and exhale through the mouth. Breathing in all the way down to the abdomen. And exhale, release. As you breathe in, imagine yourself breathing in sunlight, bringing it down into the solar plexus. And as that sun begins to radiate within the solar plexus, the rays of the sun are burning away anything that no longer serves you. Using your breath to let go of anything. Breathing in sunlight, strengthening that core fire within you. And release any feelings of suffering and feeling victimized from this or other lifetimes or your ancestors' lifetimes. And we call in the support of your ancestors and guides, ascended masters and teachers to support you at this time, bringing your awareness to the energies surrounding you, blessing you with a bubble of unconditional love. And be aware of what's taking place within your body and around your body, that you're observing the process without the need to control or guide or direct the process. And bring your awareness to the solar plexus where the sun is brightly shining. And imagine taking one little ray of that sunlight and sending it up through the clouds, up through the Earth's atmosphere into the crystalline grid. and the crystalline grid is connected to the crystalline structure within our body. It holds the memories, information from this and other lifetimes within our Akashic records. And imagine that while you're in the crystalline structure, you're accessing your Akashic records and any information that wants to be resolved, known, healed, that is all being brought to your attention and awareness now. And as the observer, you're making note of anything that's coming to light. Maybe you're noticing particular situations or memories. Maybe there's specific feelings that are coming up. Just notice what's taking place for you. Honoring it. Observing. Your guides may be taking you in a particular direction, leading you towards answers you've been asking, guiding you and protecting you, helping you understand yourself better, why you act the way you do, your patterns and programming that are causing your behavior. And as you observe your behavior, the messages, the images, take note about how it makes you feel. Ask yourself, where do I still notice suffering within my life? Where do I feel victimized? And just observe what's coming up without judgment, control. Just allow the process to cleanse away and heal these karmic contracts. The people in your life that are creating disharmony. Any places where you're still using emotion and either projecting it onto others or beating yourself up for it, which in turn dishonors you and others. And through this process, you let go of the need to react. That you become more contemplative. And instead of lashing out or reacting to others, that you take note of why you're feeling a certain way or being triggered or emotions that are coming up. You are the master of your emotions. The moment that you take charge, it diminishes their energy, and you completely begin to shift. Your vibration changes, your reactions change. You become less reactionary. And take note of what you're noticing within the crystalline field. You may have specific memories, images that are coming up. As you access this information, you may just feel different. The crystalline grid is here to support you with your healing process and letting go of the suffering, the victim mentality, the karmic ties. Healing and cleansing your energy. Supporting you in your growth and evolution. And take a deep breath in. And exhale, release. Express gratitude to everyone who's supporting you within the crystalline structure, helping you understand yourself on a deeper level. Express gratitude to your Creator, your guides, and your ancestors for supporting you on this journey. And as we bring our energy back to this earthly plane, see if there's anything that wants to come back with you. Newfound wisdom, information, tools to help you heal. That they're all being planted within your heart. And bring your awareness back to the solar plexus, calling all of your energy back from wherever it's been. Bringing it back into your aura, encircling yourself with a bubble of white light, protecting you, helping you maintain healthy boundaries, helping you see any places where you're feeling suffering or victimized. And as you see beauty, you transcend these feelings, raising your vibration. As you bring yourself out of this exercise, make note of anything that was important and valuable, or that you want to remember. Be very aware as we transition through this gene key of what's taking place. Notice any conflicts that are coming up, any place where your buttons are getting pushed. That you learn how to manage your emotions and be less reactive. Until next time, wishing you a wildly abundant week. Namaste.